Welcome to the VIP Ignite podcast, your source for tomorrow's talent today. Hear real life stories of models, actors, and musicians breaking down barriers, launching careers, and sharing their stories of overcoming obstacles and finding real success. They will activate the winner in you by revealing the path with their best tips and advice.
Hello, everyone. My name is Denise White, and I am the host of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast. This podcast is dedicated to talking to entrepreneurs, people in the entertainment industry, and having those conversations that you would have not on stage in front of everyone, but in the green room. And today I have as a very special guest, Dan Gordon. Dan, thank you so much for being here today.
Denise, it is a joy to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me.
You're welcome. Well, it's always such a pleasure to talk to you, Dan. So can you start by just introducing yourself to the audience?
Yes, my name is Coach Dan Gordon, and my mission in life is to free people of their self-imposed limitations. And I'm a business coach. People often say, well, hey, you sound like a life coach. And it's probably because I spent a decade flying around the world teaching personal development seminars. And what I realized is that most people, the civilians, will only work so far on themselves, but entrepreneurs, people who are hitting it hard, will really take the information and move forward. And look, anything that you do that is unique, it's unique for a reason. It's unique because most people are too afraid to do it. So I only work with what I call badass entrepreneurs, and you are certainly one, Denise.
Wow, thank you.
And of course. And I love it. Like I love turning the lights on in people's eyes.
That's awesome. Well, how did you get into this business? Because this is, I mean, I love what you do, but how did you get started doing this?
Okay. I'm going to make this as quick as humanly possible. Right. So in my early 30s, I was really suffering. I was a very unhappy fella. And a friend of mine had encouraged me to do a personal development seminar called Understanding Yourself and Others. And it's no longer around, but it was just, it was a course where I was sitting there and I remember thinking, boy, if I can think the way that these people are thinking and have the kind of conversations that they're having and do the kinds of things that they're doing, then maybe this is a way out of this misery that I'm in. And fortunately, it only took about a decade to figure it all out. In the meantime, yeah, I know, right? I became an instructor for the organization. Like I said, flew around the world teaching these courses. And I'll jump forward about 7 years ago, I had a marketing company. And so I'd been a personal development instructor, got the bottom kind of fell out of that market, got into marketing because I'm really good at it. And about 7 years ago, I made a mistake that caused the company to fail. And in a month, I lost $70,000. I was $30,000 in debt. And I had what I can only call an emotional breakdown, literally on the floor in snot and tears. And what I came to realize, Denise, is that the reason that it failed is because I hate marketing. I'm just really good at it. But it was never supposed to be a career. And so I called up a friend. I'm like, well, really, what do I do? She goes, what do you want to do? You want to put back the marketing company? Like, ugh. And I said, you know, I want to get back to being in service. I want to get back to changing people's lives, but I only want to do it with entrepreneurs. I want to be a business coach. And she said, okay, one, thank God, because we've all been waiting for you to make this choice. You know, this marketing thing, you know, it's like if you see a friend in a really bad relationship and you just wait for it to end, right? It's kind of like that. And she's like, two, yeah, do it. And I thought, who's going to hire a business coach who just failed at business? Right? But 8 months later, almost to the day that everything crashed, I walked out on stage in Dallas, Texas, being paid $10,000 for my first speaking gig.
Wow.
And it's a really fun little story to tell that 8 months between the floor and the stage, but it was a time of massive transformation. Yeah. And that's the business that I'm in. So this is a very long answer to your very short question. The nice. Business that I'm in really is about massive transformation. And it takes a tremendous amount of courage, which typically entrepreneurs have, the general public does not.
Yeah.
And I would bet if you're listening to this show, you are one of the 10%. The 10% of people who hit it hard, who take the necessary action, get up off your ass and really engage in life.
Yeah. The thing I love about your story is that I think this hit a note for me, because I know I've had a couple of former lives. I like to call them, in my former life I did this, in my former life I did that. Yeah. But I was really good at I worked in the dental field. I was really good at managing dental offices, but I hated it. I don't know why I hated it, but I was good at it by all intents and purposes. People are like, oh my gosh, you have the dream life. You're managing this huge office. And but I hated getting up in the morning. And I think there are a lot of people that will listen to this podcast and be like, you know what? I'm really good at this, but oh my God, it's a drudgery. Like it really steals your joy. So how do you find the courage for someone who maybe not crashing your business? Maybe that's not the best way to get the courage.
How do you
give people the courage to stop doing that thing that they're great at, to go to that thing that they love and monetize it?
Yeah. So it starts with paying me a lot of money.
We're not asking you to give all the tips, obviously.
No. The reason that I said that, and I'm not trying to be funny when I say that, because I had to pay someone a lot of money.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I had to beg, borrow, just about everything but steal, to hire a coach to get me out of that mess. Right?
Yeah.
And the reason that I say that is you have to make a big investment in yourself. And I'm not telling anybody who's listening to hire me, don't. But you're going to have to hire somebody. You're going to have to invest in yourself in a way where you say, boy, I really don't have the money for this. You know, anytime somebody says, you know, like I'm working with a client and they're like, well, how do I find high dollar clients who are willing to pay me? I said, you know what? Everybody has money. Everybody has money, because you ask anyone, what would you do if, God forbid, a doctor told you you needed a life-saving operation that cost $50,000? And nobody's going to say, well, I don't have 50K, so I'll just die. Right? Right.
Yeah.
There's a way to come up with the money. Right? Right. That is an investment in yourself. So the first barrier you have to cross in living the life that you want to live, right? Deneen just pointed at her mind, and that's exactly it. You have to move through all of the beliefs that you have about yourself. And by the way, I have a free book I just want to give away right now. It's called Jumping the Gap, Kill Your Story and Take Action. And I wrote this book because I had to kill so many of my stories in order to take action. And one of the stories that many people have is, I don't have the money. And you do. You just are sucked into that story. And you've put so much time and effort into that story that you've created it in a way where you can point to your bank account and say, look, I don't have the money. And I say, look how much you've reinforced your story. Let's change the story and see what happens. So to get that book, just text the word GAP, G-A-P, to this number, 213-409-8366. Text GAP, G-A-P, to 213-409-8366. And you will download my book, Jumping the Gap, Kill Your Story and Take Action. So how you do that is you have to surrender to the truth that you have created your life exactly as you have created it to teach you a lesson that you need to learn. Right. Now,
that again for the people in the back row.
Okay. You have created your life exactly the way you have created it to teach you the lesson that you need to learn. So if you are in a relationship that feels abusive or toxic, and I make air quotes when I say toxic, you know, whenever somebody says, oh, I was in a toxic relationship, or I'm in a toxic relationship, or this person is toxic, they are not toxic, right? Because something that is toxic is deadly to everyone. And I always ask, hey, does your toxic person have friends? Yeah, well, they're not toxic to them. What you have is an allergy. You are allergic to this person because of how you have created your life. And the bigger question is, why did you draw this person into your life to be miserable, right? What is this person reinforcing in your own beliefs? So from my own experience, I can tell you that story of losing the business from a different perspective that takes me out of the responsibility, okay? I hired a guy who turned out to be a pathological liar. Now, if I tell the story that way, Deneen, it's his fault. If I just hadn't hired, right, if he just wasn't a pathological liar, everything would have been fine. I was making a ton of money. It's all his fault. No, because when I play it back, I start looking at all the red flags that I ignored, right? Just like you listening and your toxic relationship, there were tons of red flags. Mm-hmm. And you still said, that's the person for me. And that's what I did. I hired this guy to destroy my business because they didn't have the courage to get out of it. So the first thing you have to do is make an assessment of your life as it is and put yourself in the center of your creation and say, I created this life in the way that it is, exactly as it is, to teach me something. What did I set up to teach me, and what am I not learning because I'm still in this life that I don't like? That's a lot of talking.
You're stepping on a lot of toes right now, Dan Gordon. A lot of toes, because there are so many people that I know that are like, yeah, you know what? It's not my fault. This is just the way I am. But you know what? I love the way that you're reframing that, because if one person listens to this podcast and takes a step back and says, okay, what am I supposed to be learning? And what story am I telling myself that I'm that is so powerful. Like,
and it's funny that you say that. Yeah, because to me, I mean, that's just the way that I live, right? Yeah. It's nothing. I mean, it just sounds like, oh, yeah, no big deal. That's just, living life.
Yeah, but I just got my Starbucks coffee this morning. I'm just evaluating my whole life every day and seeing what I'm doing to create this.
So I'm going to give your audience an example of mindset shift, right? And because what I hear is that, mindset shift is so important. But what people try to do with mindset shift is they like collect the little Instagram posts, right? Like, go for your, do what you love and the money will follow. Okay. It's true if you learn how to sell. Right. Yeah. It's not just like, the movie The Secret, I love that The Secret brought consciousness to the mainstream, but I hate that The Secret put forth this idea that all you got to do is wish and things come true. I want to make a movie called The Dirty Secret. And then The Dirty Secret, it shows. Okay.
We'll produce it. Let's do it.
Here's the dirty secret. It shows people pacing back and forth at 3 a.m. going, what the hell have I done? It shows spouses arguing, right? And one spouse says, when are you going to get a job? This isn't a job. You're not making any money. One of my friends has a business called NewCalm. And NewCalm is a binaural beats company, the number one binaural beats company in the world. And he worked, I think, for 3 years without a paycheck. And his wife was like, when are you going to get a job? And he's like, this is my job. And she's like, no, it's not a job because you're not getting paid. So all of those things that he had to go through, all those 3 a.m. pacing, right? Mm-hmm. This is what mindset shift is, right? It's hell. It's freaking hell.
Yes.
Okay. Right. So it's not easy. So I'm going to give you and your audience an expression of mindset shift. And if you can accept what I'm about to say is true, you have the capacity for mindset shift. If you cannot, I'm begging you, hold on to your 9-to-5 job. Okay.
You never heard that on an entrepreneur podcast before. Hold on to your 9-to-5 job.
Because I don't want anybody. Look, if somebody came and said, Dan, I'll pay you $500,000 a year to be an Olympic swimmer, I would say, no, I do not have the capacity to be an Olympic swimmer. I'm not going to develop that capacity.
Yeah.
Okay. So that would be the wrong job for me. Mm-hmm. Right? So here it is. Deneen, you're on your way to a very important meeting, right? It's at 9 o'clock in the morning. Now, this is a life-changing meeting for you. This is a one-shot thing. Now, on your way there, as you're driving, somebody runs a red light and smashes into the back of your car. Now, you're safe. You're not hurt. But clearly you're not getting to that meeting. You got to go to the hospital. You got to get checked out. Your car is a wreck, right? So you call the person and you're like, look, I'm so sorry. I had this car wreck. You take a picture, you send it to them. They're like, look, all right, I'm going to spend another day in town so we can meet, right? And you're like, oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay. Go to the hospital. You get checked out. You're fine. That night, you're sitting at home. You ask yourself the question, I wonder why I didn't want to go to that meeting. Now, the reason that I know that you didn't want to go to that meeting is because you didn't end up at that meeting. Our results are a direct indication of our intention. Any result that you find yourself in, you work backwards and you say, I wonder why I chose this. Now you would have in that story, you would have a tremendous amount of evidence that you wanted to go to that meeting. You would have a tremendous amount of evidence that the fault was not yours, but the person who slammed into you. But I'm not talking about fault. I'm talking about creation, what you created. And what you created was you not going to that meeting. And you start thinking, and you thought, you know, when I got in the car, I thought, man, if I just had one more day to prepare for this meeting, I would have really knocked it out of the park. So maybe on the way there, in the far, far corner of your eye, you saw that car coming. And in your subconscious, you thought, boy, if that car hits me, I don't have to go to the meeting. As opposed to if you had put in the time and effort, felt really ready out of the far, far corner of your eye, you saw that car and your subconscious hit the brake. This, right? I'm not talking just like energetic stuff. Look, I'm from LA. I get to talk about energy, but I'm not just talking about that. I'm talking about we literally create the world that we are in, all of our results. So if you want to live as a badass entrepreneur, you have to take responsibility for everything, everything. Because every successful person I've studied, Dr. King, Gandhi, Mother Teresa, Richard Branson, Dale Carnegie, Andrew Carnegie, all of these people, the one through line of every successful person is they take 100% responsibility for everything in their organization.
Wow.
And that's the beginning of the shift of mindset, right? It isn't little feel-good statements that you post on your refrigerator. It is taking full responsibility for everything. And then working backwards and asking yourself, why did I create this?
Wow, that is so powerful. Because that's you taking responsibility for every area of your life. Mm-hmm. And now you have, if you take responsibility, now you have the power to control how you move forward.
Exactly.
Dude, everyone, look up Dan Gordon and pay him a lot of money to work with him. That's amazing, because I talk to a lot of up and coming models and actors, and the one thing that humans love to do is not take responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
They love to blame other people. Like you said, you had two stories. I destroyed my business so that I could find out what my true purpose was, or I hired a pathological liar and it's all his fault that this happened. Two completely different, same outcome. Because one way or another, the business was done. Yeah. But you taking responsibility led you to this very conversation right now.
Absolutely.
Which is changing lives. Anyone who's hearing the sound of our voices right now, if their lives are not being changed, I think put your finger on
you're not paying attention.
You're alive.
Right. This is rough. Look, it's rough. Look, when I was wondering how I was going to scrape together rent, man, I really wanted to blame this guy. I mean, it's very seductive.
Yeah.
And I'll even tell you, so, you know, getting that speaking gig, and to be clear, I needed the money. A friend of mine made the introduction and she said, look, this is yours to win or lose. So have at it. So, I went to this company. And I met with the VP and a few other people. And this VP is, he's not working for the company anymore, but his name is Fred Dumar, just an amazing man. He was a special forces instructor, right? So, and I learned later that, you know, his name is Colonel Dumar, but they called him Colonel Doom, right? So I'm meeting with Colonel Doom, like he's 150 feet tall, 9 feet wide, you know, like this is how we see him. And he is telling me what they want to hire a speaker to speak about at this event. And I'm sitting there listening to him and it occurs to me, he's wrong. Like the thing based on the audience and the message that they want to deliver, what he's suggesting will be incorrect and fall on deaf ears. And I think just get the gig, say that you'll do anything and then work it out later. And I thought, no, my company failed. My marketing company failed because I was out of integrity. I'm not starting this business out of integrity. So I said, sir, with all due respect, what you're suggesting will not help your audience. And then I spent about 15 minutes outlining what a speaker should talk about. And knowing full well, like I wasn't going to get the gig, right? I'm just telling this guy he's wrong. You know? And so I got done and I went to get my coat and he was just staring at me for what felt like 45 minutes. It may have been 8 seconds, right? And then he turns to the guy next to him and he points at me and goes, hire this guy. He's the real deal. I couldn't believe it, right? I just spent 15 minutes telling him he's wrong. And he hired me, but he hired me because I was authentic. Yeah. And I was speaking from my heart. And here's a guy who trained people to be in their heart. Because in order to be in special forces, it's not just like Rambo. Like you have to be so uniquely connected. There's a term they call ecstasis, which the word ecstatic comes from. And ecstasis is a kind of otherworldly connection, right? Where the team becomes one. Like literally they are acting as if they are of one mind. And so he recognizes people who have that ability. And I think he saw that in me. And so the point of this is, I did something that I thought was going to fail, but I did it in integrity.
Yeah.
So no matter what, everything I do is in integrity. And it's not just because I'm such a great person. It's because it's good for business.
Yeah.
Lying is bad for business. Doing things out of integrity is bad for business.
Yeah.
It will get you a small immediate hit, but it will not get you success on the long timeline. So I get this gig. He hires me. And then I think, okay, now I'm really screwed. I can't remember what I told him for the past 15 minutes, right? I wasn't in my... So now I'm driving home. It was in San Diego where I met him. I have to drive back to LA. And on the way home, I turn on my phone and I just speak out the entire presentation. I could just, it just flows through me, like from God's mouth to my, out of mine. And it just, and I did almost that exact presentation that I just sort of spat out on the drive home. And so that's what happens when you're in the flow. And that's the point of this story, that when you I'm speaking to, you know, who's listening, when you are in the flow of your life, you know it.
Yeah.
And all good things happen.
Yeah. That's amazing. I love this. Dan, I could talk to you all day long, but I want to leave people wanting more from you.
Yes.
I mean, like we could talk, like I could talk to you for hours, but I think that's a great way to put a pause. Maybe we'll do a part two of this podcast down the line. If you'd be willing to do that, I would love that.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah. It's just, look, I'm a speaker, right? Give me a microphone and someone who listens, I'll never shut up. So yeah, feel free.
I'm the same way. We were in Miami a couple of weeks ago and every picture of me had a microphone in my hand. I'm like, oh my gosh, I didn't realize how much I love the microphone. So the two of us together we could have this conversation for days.
I grew up with a desperate need for attention. And what I realized is that ultimately if I'm valuable, not only do I get the attention that I was seeking, but I stop wanting attention and I start loving being valuable. And that was my major shift. Right. Awesome. Maybe the attention got me up on stage, but once I get up there, that's where the magic happens.
Yeah.
I do want to give a shout out to that book again, because I want everybody to download it. Jumping the Gap, Kill Your Story and Take Action. Just text the word GAP, G-A-P, to 213-409-8366. 213-409-8366. And text the word GAP, G-A-P. And also text the word HELP, H-E-L-P, to that same number, 213-409-8366. And set up a 15-minute call with me. Let's see how great you can be. Let's see how great you can stand it.
That's awesome. Thank you so much, Dan. And Michael wanted me to thank you also for being on the call. He loves having the opportunity to talk to you and get to know you. So Mike wanted me to also thank you for being here on the podcast with us.
Oh, that's, I have a little man crush on Michael. He's an amazing man. I'm looking forward to our next chat. I just can't talk with that guy enough. He's so cool.
I know you, when you two talk, it's like, okay. It's been like an hour, I think. Come on, guy. No, but I love that because You know what, you're like, the reason I was so excited when you said yes to doing this podcast is you are a giver. And every time we have the opportunity to spend time with you, whether it's on Zoom, I know you and Mike connected at BA at the, or was it BA, right? Or was it Platt? You guys are Platts together. So many connections. I don't even know where they all come from.
It was just a connection from a connection. I met a guy. And he said, you should talk to this guy. I'm like, well, I like you. I'll probably like this guy. And like, I might like this guy even better.
That's the power of networking and the power of connection and the power of saying yes when an opportunity presents itself, saying yes. So Dan, thank you so much for being on the podcast. I really appreciate you. And I can't wait to have an opportunity to speak with you again.
Yeah, to be continued, always.
To be continued. And if you're listening to this episode of the Coffee in the Green Room podcast, first of all, make sure you hit subscribe. We can be found anywhere the podcasts are found, so definitely hit subscribe. And who knows who the next guest will be, so make sure that you tune in. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you for listening to the VIP Ignite podcast. For free resources and to learn more about how to become a model, actor, or musician, please head over to AMMSociety.com. And if you love this episode, please head over to iTunes to subscribe and leave us a review. It is very much appreciated. Thank you.